This is Black, a.k.a. Lord Black, a.k.a. Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, a.k.a. Scarlet, a.k.a. me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Chrome, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just want to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
And I woke up sore as a motherfucker.
sore,
yeah, everything hurt. Like, I was like, I don't know what I was thinking. I did burpees, I did...
See the light of...
I did planks, I did push-ups, I did dips, I did jumping jacks, I did some shit with some bands, I did sit-ups, you know, I just did a whole bunch of shit. Like, I just did burnout sets in between things, and like I said, it was a terrible fucking mistake.
Yeah, definitely don't burn out.
Man, that was a terrible fucking mistake, so I'm gonna go slower. I'm gonna do, you know, some more planks, get up to like 2-minute planks and shit like that. But it feels like time goes so slow when you're doing planks.
It's all relative, dog. You're slowing your heart rate and controlling your breathing. You got to focus more, so it seems like time is slowing down.
I'll be trying, man. Oh, goddamn, my heart's beating. It's been 3 seconds.
Right. Oh, trying to focus your breathing. You breathing like a dog waiting on a treat.
Yeah. That was some stimulating conversation. I be around these kids and my wife, and both of all, everybody I just named gets on my nerves multiple times of the fucking week. Damn. Like, I be needing to talk to people.
He's like, I just can't wait for Saturday.
I can't wait, please.
Hey, bro, I can't wait for the microphone to turn on.
I really can't. Like, I was thinking, me and my boy got the blog and stuff coming up about the hot wings, and I'm like, I'm so used to being behind the camera, I got to start going in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been very fearful of that. Just for a bunch of different reasons, because people know me from different things. And I wanted to be like, hey, that's that motherfucker that...
Right.
You know, insert,
yeah,
you know, random activity.
Such and such. Yeah. Right, like, no, don't bring that up. I'm doing this now. Let's not... Dwell on the past, my nigga. Don't worry about that.
Look, you got to know about the past. And oftentimes what happens in modern times is people get too focused on the past, but they can't see past something that's going on in the present. And they end up digging themselves in
a
hole.
Is that a segue into WandaVision? Because I watched Age of Ultron.
Not quite.
Finally.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Before I get into that... No,
We got to go Disneyland.
This is still in Disneyland. This is Disney related. All right. Now, Disney is in hot demand right now with what they're doing with a lot of their properties. Rumor has it that they might retcon the whole last 3 Star Wars movies on some shit. It's just a rumor. They might not do it.
They might what?
Retcon. Just say, you know what? Somebody dreamed this shit. It was just an off tangent. It was just a side story. It's
Episodes
not real.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3 didn't happen.
Yeah. They might just take it back. They might not. Tell you some shit they are taking back. And that's Gina Carano. Gina Carano. Mm-hmm. Mandalorian.
Yep.
Yes.
From the Mando.
She never happened. Is that what they're gonna go with?
They getting rid of her.
I saw they get rid of her, but she never happened.
They're not retconning her out. Just not moving forward with her.
She had her own series on the table.
Yeah.
She had
it was on the table.
On the table. It was talks of her having her own spinoff.
Yeah.
All right. So I know exactly who y'all talking about.
Deep of the week.
But I don't know what she did.
The MMA fighter chick who
you talking about?
Was hanging with Mando in the first season. She was pretty
dark
much
hair.
A mercenary. Yeah. She was a mercenary from Tatooine, I want to say. No, she was from Coruscant, I believe. Her planet got blown up by the Empire, basically.
Talking about the character, the actual actor.
Yeah, Cara Dune.
Yeah, no. I know the character in The Mandalorian. I know exactly who y'all talking about. I don't know what she did
to get in trouble.
Yeah.
The tweets, talking, well, and publicly speaking.
She called somebody a nigga?
Not so much that word, but she, in essence, was making very less than savory comments about certain groups of people.
Okay, this what it was. In Hollywood, you can believe. Unfortunately, you can still be anti-black, depending on your popularity. You can vouch for it.
Yeah,
it's, you know what I'm saying. At a certain time,
and how you frame what you said.
Now you probably get counseled for being anti-LMNOP people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the one thing you ain't going to do. One thing that Hollywood is like, and will not never get a pass, is anti-Semitism. Oh. You should not speak on the Jews. Compare shit to the Jews. You don't talk
never
about
ever.
Jews were beaten in the streets.
Don't compare them to anything.
Not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Her post. That ain't the post. The whole thing was she echoed sentiments of saying, Trump won. He's supposed to be the president. The shit was rigged. She echoed those sentiments. That's what it was. Like, you can pull up those tweets, and
that's the other thing. Yeah. She didn't delete them either. Even though people would, you know, re-pull them from the Wayback Machine or whatever, but
yeah,
she didn't even delete the tweets. It's like she's like, yeah, I said what I said.
Look,
people are entitled to their emotions and think what they think, but some thoughts you have to keep to yourself or keep them within that circle where it is acceptable to have them thoughts and understood as debatable points or, you know, free expression of your own thoughts.
I don't think that now removing her from The Mandalorian, of course, you know, you're going to have to do that, but I don't like the cancel culture.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, we're in this, we're living in this celebrity avatar syndrome phase right now where everybody's doing that. And it's understandable in a sense because everybody's stuck at home. So your outlet is your television, what you're seeing. And it's fucked up that you kind of feel like you have to live through these people that you grow accustomed to from watching them so long. But that's where that idolatry comes in. It's like, yeah, it's borderline obsession. Yeah, it's borderline obsession.
Like, I don't
to the extent of like your thoughts are supposed to be like my thoughts.
It's,
yeah, you're a person, but you're my person.
Yeah.
We share the same thoughts, the same feelings and everything. We're supposed to be the same.
Yeah.
You can't have a contrary thought to me.
And that's what I don't like. Like, I don't like the fact that, I mean, everybody doesn't have to have the same opinion as me. And that the conversation we just had was a perfect example.
Right.
Because those people didn't have the same opinion as me don't mean they're terrible fucking people.
Right. Y'all just have opposing opinions.
Yeah, we just have polar opposite views on things. Now, you know,
which makes for good conversation in all honesty.
Yeah, you know, now certain things, you know, like, you know, racism.
I mean, that's not, you know, you know, that's not a debatable topic. That's just wrong.
No, yeah, no, you know,
that's just point blank wrong, no matter who it is.
I really get, like, with her, like, it's unfortunate because I'm not a fan of the whole culture of cancel culture.
Yeah,
I think that shit is just whack. I think it's whack. I think it's some bullshit.
You're right. She's like, you know what? I do too.
But at the end of the day, although it's whacking to some bullshit, it's like certain people, there's a certain accountability that's being had because of it.
Right.
So I think the whole main thing is like, as
they
long
don't
as people
be
being
canceled.
Held accountable, I can't be really that mad that it exists. It's just one of those things where I feel like if you truly did nothing wrong, they can't counsel you. But if you truly on the wrong fucking side, history or reality will pretty much say, no, motherfucker, you tripping. This was really a time for you to, like, It sucks, because I can imagine if you really hold on to conservative beliefs, you just feel the need that, for whatever reason, when everyone else... You have to express them, now more so because, you know, Trump gone, but it's just kind of like, right now, you gotta... Your ability to read the room is fumbling the bag. Like, you have to read the fucking room.
But at one point, do you compromise yourself for money? That's what I feel.
It's not even compromising yourself. But like I say, it's just knowing what circle to keep them words in.
If I felt how I felt.
Or those thoughts.
If I felt how I felt, then how I feel is how I feel. I understand the methodology behind these people. Like I said, this cancel culture shit, man, like, it is... It is a more harm than good thing. You can cancel
somebody for tripping over air on their own and putting that shit on the internet. Somebody's going to be offended by it, and you're going to get canceled by the shit. I mean, that's just the way it is. I've said shit that I'm pretty sure I'm canceled for in a lot of circles, I just say shit, and that's how I feel about it. I don't have to worry about
it. But at what point is it like...
It's just a power balance,
You can't feel this way. Like,
it's a power balance, bro.
Because the person who admires you the most and feels the way they feel that they thought were the same thoughts you had, That is shattered. It's like, no, you're a separate person from me. No, we are the same. You're my favorite celebrity. We have the same thoughts and feelings. And that's it. It's nothing else beyond that.
Yeah, that shit just can get weaponized. It's just like, regardless of how you feel about it, at the end of the day, things like that just get weaponized. So, like, for someone in her position where it's like, look, it's kind of like Chris Pratt. It's just like, bro, we like Chris Pratt. You know what I'm saying?
Make them tweets. Yeah. They were fake.
But the thing is, someone like him.
What?
Those were not his tweets.
No, don't talk about when he. I mean, I know he's conservative, and his PR department that worked overtime to been like, bro, just do the work, bro. Like, stop trying to highlight the recognition that you feel you deserve because you're being a able-bodied patriot, bro. Really, just do the work.
Didn't make them tweets.
Just do the work. I think. And ultimately, a lot of people I think that's the position they left in, bro. Just do the work. Because the framing of it is going to look ugly based off of how polarizing politics really is nowadays. If you associate it with so much Trump shit, it's like, yeah, bro, you kind of got to stay clear of that dumpster fire, bro.
Tom Brady, perfect example.
But if it's something that warms, because look at him.
MAGA hat in the locker room.
He know he had to shut the fuck up. He just shut the fuck up. And they stopped reporting on it. He stopped talking about it. At a certain point, it's a game that some of these people play when it comes to their politics. But I feel like with like religion, sometimes when you look at how much hypocrisy is wrapped up in it, it's just like, bruh, nigga, do whatever you got to do whatever to put you in the position that you're supporting, bruh. Like at that point, I don't know, man. I can't make this shit make sense because it's already based off on faith. It ain't based off on facts. So everything ain't going to make sense. And I just come to accept that.
Whatever path you take is the path you take.
People just gonna continue to move the goalpost on how they feel about shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like canceling people on the internet empowers, you know, a community of people to voice and hold people accountable. It can be used negatively when people just super sensitive.
Very true.
But ultimately what I feel like you're dealing with is the bullied becoming the bully. They're getting drunk on that power.
That's that delicate minefield that we've been walking in for like the past 5-6 years with this whole safe space.
Virtue signaling, bro. It's just virtue signaling.
Yeah, and everybody's supposed to be safe and you can't shame nobody, but at the same time, you weaponize that.
Yeah, so, my issue is no one's doing the work. It's pretty much like people ain't doing the work, bro. It's just like, it's bigger fish to fry, bro. And
right, and the people that are doing the work, they'll tell you. They're like, well, see, right now you worried about the wrong thing. And then they're like, well, you're trying to conflate the issue. It's like, no, you're actually conflating it. I'm just trying to point out to you that you're highlighting the wrong point here.
Yeah, some people that do good work say dumb shit.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The most frustrating thing when people that do good work say dumb shit.
Like, hey, man, everybody has an off day. We'll admit that and move on. Don't try to justify the dumb shit.
That Van Jones shit at The View really bothered me because I'm not against the critique. But at the same time, when he went through the resume of like, bro, I'm getting niggas out of prison. Have you ever been to prison? You know somebody that been to prison?
Discussion.
You want to get out. Like, bro, I done help people get out. And it's like, they don't give a fuck fuck
about what you talking about
right who now. A president is, bro. They just know that they at mama house, bro. I felt that shit when he said it. I'm like, bro, I get it. This motherfucker right. playing the game of politics, but bro, he getting people out of prison,
and that's the real shit.
I just had to feel, so I just had to feel like, and that came from like the whole thing is the council thing is people. It's a segment of people who were bullied now have the power to bully other people into shame, into Ooh. Losing money, their whole livelihood. Ooh. It's a new type of power. It's new power. Yeah. You got old power. This is new power.
Because it's still the Wild West of the internet.
Yeah, laws this is American God shit. Exist. This wild, is a new wild God. West. This is a new God being created. Straight up. Yeah, this is new God being created, bro. Mm. And it's like...
American gods. Y'all motherfuckers better watch this shit because yeah, they're trying to tell you.
This is the whole...
They tried to told you, shoulder.
Yeah, bro. This is the Wolf Pack.
Black History Month. This is the whole... Goddamn
Black History Month. This is the whole... I'm trying to tell you, dog. This is the whole Wolf Pack going on behind the scenes. The whole
Panasonic, dog.
The whole Panasonic round of Pan America, bro. All of that.
With a palladium.
She counseled Ariel, bro. I'm fish rolling in my whole whip. I don't see that bit nowhere. And she counseled.
Right, all the way.
You deep of the week, shawty.
Hate to say it.
You swimming with them fish here.
No. I got another one. So there was a senator who, you know, the Democrats are more liberal on marijuana laws and marijuana reform in a particular state. There's a senator that said that they can't become more liberal on marijuana because she's just so inundated with parents saying that their children are overdosing on marijuana and dying. And people are quick to report that there have been no cases of dead kids
smoking marijuana.
Smoking or... You know, I would think that maybe ingesting, like eating edibles or some shit like that.
Even still, no. But not exclusively marijuana.
During Black History Month? During
Black History Month, shot in a panorama. Now, I looked it up, and there has been 22 marijuana poisoning deaths to this day. Mm. 22.
And a whole peninsula, 22. Only 22. Yeah. Come on, dog.
They got it from three sides, bro. That's how the game go.
Geography.
They got it. How the game go, bro.
You're going to put the more you know rainbow shit across.
It's like, bro, I get that good shit, bro. All my shit came through pearl mining, bro.
Pearl milling.
Pearl mining, my G.
Pearl mining, bitch.
After hours, really? My nigga. No. After hour, cuz.
But.
That where the molasses come from.
Bro, I need me an A, bro. I had me an A for that pearl milling, bro.
Yeah. And some Obama runts.
Yeah, Obama runts and the pearl linen, boy. I got an A.
Obama runs. I don't dirty. Think Obama had no I don't shit think like he that.
Ate runs like that.
Boy, with dirty.
I mean,
dirty.
He might have ate a nerve boy, rope or two on camera. Boy,
I'm in Houston, Texas, sipping dirty breakfast.
Oh, man. There's an R&B singer that got stabbed to death recently in Texas.
Oh, my God.
From the group. I gotta look this shit up, man. This shit, Texas is fucking. Wilding out there.
I don't know what to say about that.
I'm about to look it up real fast, y'all.
Okay, yeah, man.
And then clickety-clack.
Take your time, Pastor.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to talk about this motherfucker for the Inspiration 4 mission. Because you know them guys just landed on Mars this week. That's successful.
They made it.
Who landed? Dubai and... China.
Mm-hmm. What they landed? They landed a drone.
China.
What
China.
They landed a rover.
They landed a rover, mm-hmm. a helicopter, and something.
Else. Something else that's floating around out there.
Yeah, because we're closer. We, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, one of them is like a dual lander and a like rover thing that will fly around. But yes, we have them.
I was gonna say I found them. It was a. 90s R&B group Ideal. Cedric Suave Cotton was fatally stabbed.
That man's name was Suave Cotton?
Suave.
Oh,
what?
Oh, that's even worse.
No, no. His name was just Swab, but I mean his name was Cedric Cotton.
Oh, Cedric, man.
Cotton. Cedric Swab.
Swab Cotton.
Damn, man.
Yeah, but he was stabbed in Houston.
Rest in peace.
46 years old.
Damn.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is up with
He's an R&B singer.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's singing with my girl, bruh. Hey, bro, I don't even know your chick.
What's up with Texas?
Damn,
during
man.
Black History.
During Black History, man. Man, Yahoo Finance from this is from Business Insider. Two Google engineers quit over the firing of a senior Black employee. They were wronged.
In Black History Month.
Damn, two software engineers have quit Google citing treatment of two Black employees. Internal staffing disputes have spilled over into public view, most notably with the departure of Al Ethics led Timinit Gibru, engineer David Baker. Again? Man, fuck that. All right. Internal staffing disputes have spilled over in public view during the most notably with the departure of Al Ethics lead Timnit Gibru. Engineer David Baker said the recent issues have extinguished his desire to continue as a Googler.
Hey man, don't laugh at that. If you work at Google, they probably they probably make you say that shit contractually, dog. Don't laugh at him.
Timnit Gibru said she was fired over email she sent to an internal company group and a dispute over an academic paper she was working on. Later in December, diversity recruiter April Christy Curley claimed she had been sacked following a series of disputes with her managers.
Hey, you not using Google enough for this report paper here? I don't think you understand.
Yeah, why are you using Bing, baby? Like,
do you know how Google countered that?
What's with this using the encyclopedia shit? Like, what is this? You've been going to the library, finding archives? What is this?
You want to know how Google countered that article that you just came out with?
How?
Google to provide 100,000 Black women with career in digital skills training, Atlanta. Boom! Fire one ninja and hire 100,000 more.
Right. Yes.
That thing sounds like it's heating up. It's gonna really be a big that's gonna be a big deal. We're gonna have to see how I'm gonna have to keep my eyes on that one, see how that shapes
but,
out.
But what you gotta realize is that a lot of these companies this year
smoke with Google.
At all.
Instead of spending money on advertising on the Super Bowl, a lot of these companies did initiatives and stuff. It was a bar in Atlanta that was going out of business after about 36 years, and Planters Peanuts gave them $360,000 to stay open.
That's what's up. I mean, because it's a staple of Atlanta, and Atlanta is not known for wanting to keep shit.
Yeah. So a lot of these companies, Budweiser did the same thing, but a lot of these companies that, you know, they put up the black square on Instagram for the day after George Floyd died.
Yeah.
And they said they were going to do things about that. Some of these companies changed the name of Aunt Jemima to
Pearl
Meal Pancake Mix. And some of these companies actually put their money where their mouth is.
That means two things.
Especially we're talking about Aunt Jemima. Fuck y'all for that. Hey, nobody ask y'all for that shit. That or them dick biting raccoons from Cutthroat City.
We didn't ask for any of it.
None of that. Hey man, hold up. People getting, you gonna get more what you bargain for. Alright, I can continue because you gonna pull me off a tangent. Gina Carano teams with Ben Shapiro for a Daily Wire exclusive film.
Yes.
See, now, bitch, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
No.
Ben Shapiro, though?
No.
No,
you better get that bag.
You finna get that bag. Because now...
Trump gone. They gonna have to... They gonna have to do something.
But it just looks bad.
No. At this point, you got to stand on your principle.
You embraced it.
At this point, you got to. Go and get that bag. Because at this point, bitch, you're doing too much. Like, you already know ain't no coming back. So it's like, go all your chips in. Because I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you got to now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ben Shapiro, executive David. Okay, yeah. You.
Hey, you know what I mean? It's Ben
you will never work in Hollywood again. So get that last bag because you know, unless you get come out here on some. Ooh, I apologize. I shouldn't have did that.
You don't have to.
What?
You make your own. Once you got the internet now, you don't need Hollywood to distribute anything that you want to. You can produce your own shit and distribute it yourself.
I get that. And I'm saying at this point, you're going to have to, you got to take it that way. You had this whole thing cut and try.
Yeah, I mean, she got fired.
Yeah, she got fired, you know, even from her agency. But at the same time, no, if you really caught up in your beliefs like that, like, I'm not saying you wrong for sticking to your beliefs. Like, I'm just saying you're wrong for
fucking with Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, you get it. But at this point, if you get in bed with Ben Shapiro, I'm just like, you know what, Shawty? At this point, fuck everything else. Get your bag and go.
You know what it's about.
Go get secluded in the woods somewhere till they leave you alone. Cause you know when the next story come, they'll be over and done with.
Absolutely.
They will not be talking about the movie that you put out unless they talk about how much it sucked. They're not gonna talk about it at all.
Right, so make sure your next project is good and just don't say anything else polarizing.
Yeah.
Oh, at this point.
No, you can say
at this point, run it up.
Yeah.
At this point, run it up.
Run it up till they ban you on Twitter.
Run it up till the other side feels like they have to pay you because the other side don't like you that much. Mm. It's the same thing that happened with that country singer.
Yeah.
That started making money after the song, after the video came out. It's just like, okay, we gonna pump you up because fuck the other side.
I thought they pulled this stuff off the DSPs.
Nah, man, I ain't needing a favor with that, pulling the shit off the DSPs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't stop the man from making his money.
Nah, man, keep that shit up there. People that wanna hear that shit, let them listen to that shit. I don't give a fuck if you make that shit. It's just like, the same way I feel about
Justin Timberlake apologizing to Britney and Janet Jackson after all.
Bro, I feel like he shouldn't have even apologized after all these years.
I think
years,
that was a fucking stunt that came in. Years, he didn't bro. Have to do
what
that.
What did he do to Britney Spears?
they relationship.
Nah, she got a new documentary. She going through some shit with her money.
Yeah,
her
no,
dad.
And he lost it.
And it's like a documentary about Britney right now. Yeah. And there was an episode or a part of it that talked about Justin. And it just, you know, on some Lifetime shit, nigga, you was abusive. She was going through some shit and you ain't make it better. Nigga, it's your fault.
He wasn't really abusive. It was just like the relationship wasn't helpful.
I'm not accusing him of abuse, but I'm just saying from what I've read, and because I ain't seen it, from what I read, they paint him in the light of abuse.
Like he slapped her around and stuff?
No.
They're not saying that, just more like psychological, mental abuse, like that type of shit. Like,
I mean, I could see that because they both came from Disney.
Man, they both were young, bro. Yeah. They wore Canadian tuxedos to the fucking Grammys, bro.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yes,
that's abuse in and of itself.
Yeah, them niggas came up in a weird ass way.
Well,
they were both.
I like
Mickey Mouse Club.
They're dope. I wear them all the fucking time, bro.
I got a Ralph Lauren one.
Say, hey, look, I can't argue.
You know,
I'm just talking shit. That was a bad joke. I really tried to get off of fucking. I'm going to eat them words. But no, I mean, when it comes to Janet Jackson, I feel like they staged that shit. I feel like it happened how it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Janet didn't never deserve to get that slander, that negative talk. That and I hated that she did. I didn't know she did received it till all the women and everybody started telling me that's what the fuck happened, because I wasn't paying attention to it. So I didn't see it happen. But you know what? Y'all say this shit happened to Janet Jackson. It happened to Janet Jackson. She deserved an apology. I ain't never heard Janet get out here and call a nigga out by an apology. So none I didn't really sweat the shit too much, because these rich niggas, these rich people on some rich, like, we know each other shit. I feel like words have been exchanged in person. So I feel like as a someone on the sideline, I'm not going to harbor any ill will or discontent towards Justin, because I don't really know the motherfucker.
At the end of the day, it's Janet
Jackson titty, bro. I got to see Janet Jackson titty. You want me to be mad at that? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not nothing to objectify Janet Jackson. But this is Janet Jackson, bro.
Thank you, Justin.
Like, I watched the Super Bowl, saw Janet Jackson titty, bro. Like, oh my God.
With her son.
Do you know
nipple.
As a kid, like, you had Halle Berry, Janet Jackson, and Halle Berry, Janet Jackson,
and Britney.
And I don't know who else you had from that time. You had Denise from the Cosby Show.
Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet. Bro, done with the top threes in the 90s. You grew up, done with the top threes that always came out until Tony Braxton and all these new chick came around and you heard new names. But I just remember as a grown man seeing Janet Jackson.
You know.
Yeah, respectively. Janet Jackson titty just pop out. And I'm like, Justin, I don't know what you did, but you did some fucking Michael Jackson, Backstreet Boys split, turn around.
Yeah, he grabbed her and grabbed her from the back and pulled the shit out.
She didn't deserve to take that heat, but I don't know what he's apologizing for, because I'm just like, I thought it looked like that shit was planned.
It was. It was like, I apologize for putting her in the position of even having
to do the dance. And they keep asking him to keep re-apologizing.
Why, bro? And then she even said, she's like, yeah, it was a costume malfunction. It was only supposed to rip the top part off and the material underneath came off too. Like, no, we get it. It's fine.
Janet ain't deserve none of that shit. Let me be clear.
Neither one of them did.
I can't direct my anger towards Justin just because these folks decide to aim it at her.
That was the age of experimenting with television and putting that subliminal shit in. And that was when people were still conscious of what they were looking at on television. It's like, no, we don't want to see that sexy stuff on TV like that. It was still too early for that. Then, what was it, like 5 years later, we had J-Lo and Shakira, and
what got explained to me, and I tend to agree with it, it was an example of where Justin being a male,
Megan Thee Stallion on New Year's.
Justin had male and white privilege. He could have really just, hey, y'all, cut that shit the fuck out, but, like, he ain't no revolutionary. I am a revolutionary. Justin Timberlake is not a revolutionary. He's a good dancer. He's a legend. When it comes to his field, he's a master, a magician of them feet and them vocals. JT, I am a longtime fan. But he is not a revolutionary. So I don't expect revolutionary tactics by Justin Timberlake. And, you know, I'm not going to harbor any ill will because he did not demonstrate any revolutionary gestures during that time. He did whatever his PR told him to do, which was nothing.
Yeah, just apologize.
Y'all saw. If I was Justin, I'd have been like, "You're welcome, nigga." Like, you're welcome.
Just apologize, Justin.
Apologies. I gave you her titty.
Yeah. On prime time. On free television, right,
the one and only place that you could have it served up no better, the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It was just like Janet wanted that. I've seen the West is gonna be with Busta Rhymes, bro. Gotta make like, bro, like,
pull that titty out. Prime time television. That's the best Super Bowl performance.
And they won't. When Entertainment Tonight did their breakdown of it, they said Prince. And I was like, yeah, that's because he performed Purple Rain in the Rain. You can't beat that shit. But
nobody will address that.
Y'all address Beyonce twice.
Chris Benoit
and
that
I
shit.
Love Beyonce. And she deserved to be acknowledged twice because she Beyonce. Yeah, but that Justin Timberlake performance should have been mentioned. And they did not mention that shit. They didn't mention the Black Eyed Peas shit either.
Nope.
They didn't mention the year Nelly was up there.
Nope.
Like,
you don't know what's crazy?
They didn't mention when Paul McCartney was there.
Nope.
They mentioned Prince, Beyonce two times. They mentioned Bruno Mars, and they mentioned J-Lo and Shakira. I don't see how people was mad at J-Lo and Shakira. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all see this Spanish hot magic everywhere? The fuck is wrong with y'all?
I didn't even see the Janet Jackson.
I saw it live. My uncle had TiVo, bro. I seen that shit five times.
I was
what? Stop that! You got to like, stop that.
I was doing something else during the halftime show.
You were snorting a bowl during the Snooper Bowl, nigga.
I was all in another room doing the halftime performance.
Hey, do what you got to do, man.
It's the Snooper Bowl.
You
got to
do what you got to do.
It came. It's like until it came out. I was like, what?
It sure did. I saw the titty.
I had to wait like a couple of years to actually see it. Because, you know, this wasn't, you know, YouTube wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah, and the internet was super slow to upload shit way back
then. Bro, that one link that come up, somebody going to take it down in like hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took, I didn't actually see the Janet Jackson nipple until college.
Damn.
No, I was in high school. Yeah, I was in 11th grade. Mm. By then, it was a thing, and then they had the other links. Is it Mr. Sanchez or Mr. Senor or some shit? I don't know.
Damn.
Some shit that had titties on it.
Titties.
Damn, dog.
I didn't even see that shit, dog. I think I actually seen that shit during Black History Month, too, Sean.
So, apparently, the HBO Max show Generations, a couple people have quit the show because they use, like, real animals dead for a dissection scene.
Oh, wow.
That's literally the whole fucking story. I'm paraphrasing all this shit.
Mean.
But I got word from a friend, Lilith Rosex. I got word from a friend in the industry. HBO has a new show called Generation coming out. It's produced by Lena Dunham. And earlier this week, they brought a real dead kittens for a background dissect on set. No warning. People had trauma responses. Oh, my God. Like,
y'all never did. For dissection. Y'all never did class.
So, okay. It was used for a dissection scene in the background, which means it wasn't actively being cut on, right?
They were told they were going to get a frog dissection scene, but it ended up being a cat instead of a frog. And people were upset because it was a cat and not a frog. They were told they were going to dissect something. I mean,
that's the first rule of the internet, bro. Y'all trying to break it on the slide. You don't fuck with cats. That's the first rule of the internet, man. I'm rolling with the internet, dub. Nope.
Yeah, they showed up with real dead cats.
Nope. Nope.
People to dissect cats.
Nope. 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 Nope.
You sure?
Nope. I'm not doing it. Yep, I'm sure. I'm very sure. I'm certain to the highest level of certainty ever that I'm trapped in a hex with Wanda right now. That's with and Vision. That's my certainty level. Okay? No. All right? I'm not doing it.
They said they kept the scene. It's gonna be a sensitive scene, but I mean, yeah,
no,
they didn't kill the cats. They just
they got were already dead. Yeah. And they were like, cadaver cats.
Y'all gonna dissect them? And it was like, no fucking
you
way.
You told us frogs,
and they quit.
Why did they just get like fake?
Because they wanted cats, man. I don't fucking know.
They're trying to break the first rule of the internet. See, look, man, they trying to pass these shits that seem, you know, innocuous or whatever, dog. Like, bro, that's the first rule of the internet. You don't break the rules of the internet, man. You don't. There's a reason why that's the first rule.
The internet is undefeated, man.
You don't fuck with cats, man. That documentary proved that shit, okay?
Don't fuck with cats, man.
Don't fuck with cats, man. Don't. Egyptians told you that. Don't. Just don't, all right? No.
You know why?
Why?
In Egyptian times, cats were as big as dogs. So if a black cat crossed your path, you were usually a tomb raider. And that shit, like I said, as big as a fucking dog, so...
I mean,
as agile and as deadly as a fucking cat is now, just imagine a dog-sized fucking cat.
But they
it would murder you relative impunity.
I think about that sometimes because I'm not a cat person. But
not at all.
It's only because they're small. I would imagine, like, yo, if cats were bigger, cats would probably be cooler. But then as soon as I think about that, I think the size of my dog. And I think about, like, yo...
Once cats get bigger than domestic size, they're predatorial. They
will
kill you.
Yes,
it
was just like, yo, this cat they will kill you. Kill me.
Yes, even human cats, pet-sized cats will eat you if you die in the house and nobody comes and gets you.
Bruh, cats at whatever size they are domesticated are on the equal playing field as dogs.
Even feral. Well, once they're feral, they're even beyond because domesticated dogs won't fuck with a feral cat.
I'm just saying that... A wolf is some scary shit.
Right.
But a tiger, I mean, I can't choose between the tiger and the wolf, bro. Like, that is some... Bro, a wolf and a fucking tiger.
If I had to find one, I would choose the wolf.
Yeah, because you can distract the wolf with something else to eat. But a tiger, if it's on you, it's coming for you.
And you didn't even see it.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, once you see it, it's too late.
Roar, nigga.
You gotta get away from it. Like, you feel like you can get away from a wolf. Like, maybe if you slide enough, you got a fucking stick or some shit. You got something, you can. But a fucking tiger, your instinct, I don't think fight. I always see flight.
Yeah.
I really see flight being like, bro, you got to run away.
But it ain't gonna work, bro, because you're gonna end up like every video you've seen, somebody trying to run and... That bitch give you the last hug you ever received.
Look, I remember some fucked up video I seen. It was like some grandpa... He was in like Africa or some shit. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
And for some stupid ass reason,
he got out the motherfucking car and it was some fucking lions and they fucked him up. It was some over there and they're acting like they were fucking with him. Mm-hmm. He didn't see the motherfucker coming up from behind, looked to the ground, and he just heard a kid screaming, "Grandpa, no!"
I was like, yeah, oh my god.
Them kids is traumatized.
Yes.
Lion King will never be their favorite movie.
I was like, those kids
will, that shit will probably never be watched ever again in their family.
Those kids will be so fucked up. Mm-hmm. Mentally seeing their grandfather eaten
by a lion.
Fucking lion. God.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Like, I don't do safaris.
I mean, I've been to Animal Kingdom and whatnot, you know.
That's not a safari. That's in Florida. What you got to worry about there is Florida Man.
Excuse me.
Right. You have to worry about Florida Man before you have to worry about something in Animal Kingdom.
I mean, in many cases, that's more savage than any animal you could meet.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know what? I'm glad you made it back, my brother, because I took that lightly, but Florida Man is out there.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. Just in many iterations.
Oh. That's some spooky shit. Speaking of spooks, Lee Daniels, the spook who sat by the door, finds a home at FX.
Wait, what now?
This is from The Root. Yeah. Lee Daniels, the spook who sat by the door, finds a home at FX.
Okay.
There's a 1969 spy novel by Sam Greenlee.
Yeah.
It will be headed to the small screen near us thanks to Lee Daniels. Dateline reports that the Empire co-creator will executive produce the project along with Lee Daniels and to Entertainment President Mark Valerez. Raising Dion co-executive producer Leah Donna Jackson will pen the script as well as serve as the showrunner. Burning Sands and The First Purge director Gerald McCurry is also on board to direct. The series comes as part of Daniel's overall deal with Disney's 20th Century Division.
Disney's going to have the spook
who sat by the door is going to be a Disney.
I mean, what's production that? That was, they said, it was a book. You said, who is written by Sam, what was his name?
Spook Who Sat by the Door by Sam Greenlee.
Sam Greenlee, yeah. That's a book. I remember hearing about that book. Like I said, it's a spy novel.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, like I never forget the Breakfast Club interview when like Nipsey Hussle, he was up there talking about the book. Him and Charlamagne talking about the book. I read Charlamagne's book, and he breaks down the lesson he learned in life through the eyes of that book.
Which Charlamagne book?
Black Privilege.
I read that one. That was a pretty good book.
It's a good book. And shout out, that was a really good book.
Yeah, that's a pretty good book.
That was a pretty good book.
What'd you get? What was one of the things? The thing I got from the book, put the weed in the bag.
Put the weed in the bag, yeah.
That was my lesson. Yeah, just go ahead and do that shit. You?
I can't remember.
That's all the one I do remember. I remember it's a good book.
I can't remember if I put the weed in the bag. That is the one.
Yep, put the weed in the bag.
Oh, in the bag. They fumble in the bag. Fucked up the bag. Where the bag going, bro? Arrowverse is not spinning in the bag on the Wonder Girl series, as it is no longer in development. This is from a story from CBR. Wonder Girl executive producer and showrunner Dylan Rodriguez announced that CW decided to pass on a live action series starring Yara Flor.
Well, that kind of ties in with CW and HBO Max working out this whole deal with what they gonna do with CBS and all this stuff.
Let's go.
Warner Brothers TV and CBS Studios $1 billion output deal with Netflix for CW content ended in 2019 and the studios started shopping their CW shows around streamers individually. Of the 2019 batch, WBTV's Batwoman and Katie Bean went to Siblings HBO Max, while CBS Studios announced a deal for Nancy Drew with its CBS All Access. But in May 2020, when Nancy Drew was to make its full season video on demand debut, it did it on HBO Max as part of the streamer's launch slate. This season's new CW series from CBS Studios Walker and the Republic of Sarah also will be headed to HBO Max once the freshman run of the network ends. So once all those series end their season on TV, they're going to put all that stuff on HBO Max. Mm. At the moment, through studio arrangements, they will be taking the out-of-season runs for the new series. The CW chairman and CEO Mark Pedowitz said of HBO Max. In this related article here, Mark Pedowitz talks about the launching of the new season in January and the stacked summer and fall seasons. I hear competitive offers from HBO Max and the current transition at CBS All Access as it prepares to rebrand as Paramount Plus, as well as the executive changes following Viacom-CBS merger, contributed to CBS Studios' decision to sell its CW series to HBO Max, which is what I've been saying the whole time, that all that shit was going to end up there. Also playing a role is the fact that all CW series are co-productions between WBTV and CBS, except when based on studio library IPs, with the lead studio handling the streaming sale and both sharing the revenue. Since Warner Brothers and CBS are co-owners of the CW and both are intent on the network succeeding, I hear they made a collective decision last year that it is in the CW's best interest if the shows that they are keeping together on the same streaming platform should stay there and be added to HBO Max as a selected home. Okay, I see what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it easier to find, especially with, like, that whole content. But I can understand with the streaming wars going on, CBS and Viacom saying BET, everybody saying, look, we gonna have our own separate, you know, Paramount. We're gonna have our own streaming service, our own Plus, AMC. Everybody gonna have their own Plus. It defeats the whole purpose of having the Plus.
Cutting the cord.
Cutting the cord to begin with, bro. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I need one place that's consolidated.
And you know the aggregate ain't gonna come till 2025, and you know it's gonna either come from Amazon, AT&T. It's gonna come from Amazon to AT&T, or maybe Verizon's gonna be able to make some big ass play.
Because your theory is that Amazon's gonna buy Netflix.
My theory is Amazon is eventually going to buy Netflix. Like, I feel like that is
it. Can only be one.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
It's gonna eventually happen, but that
because of Netflix servers are on Amazon's.
But it really depends on, like,
it's just a simple fact that Netflix still rents DVDs and Amazon sells them.
Well, the problem is, what's going to happen before we even get the final destination and the streaming wars will not happen until we get the next destination and the transport wars when it comes to how
media is transmitted to
you. No, how physical goods are transmitted. If Amazon ever makes a play on UPS or FedEx, then when that happens, that's when it's going to be a complete aggregate. I'm telling you, like,
I mean, but they
Amazon,
got the drones.
Amazon,
they got that locked down.
Well, within 10 years, Amazon is going to be the first $1 trillion company. And I'm telling you right now, like,
bro, I wish y'all motherfuckers played.
There's going to be a point where
I thought Apple already.
There's going to be a point where that $1,000 Amazon stock, you're going to be like, bro, I should have got it.
Y'all played Watch Dogs, man. Like, I really do. I really wish y'all played Watch Dogs. They talk about shit like that. It's more based around, like,
bruh, when you throw fiction
hacking,
at,
but
and when you throw
digital attacks on the world, but that shit plays a major
bro,
part.
Bro, when you throw fiction at any of this reality, your imagination can come up with so much shit, because it's like, I've seen enough fiction to lead me to believe realistically this is not. This is absolutely within the realm of possibility. Like,
right, it's almost fiction in name alone.
It's fiction because no one's done it, not because no one can do it.
Nobody's seen it. Nobody's done it, and we have had somebody see it.
That's
a padiddle. Don't ask me why it's called a padiddle. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's called a padiddle.
Well, hold on.
Sounds like a sex
thing. All right, to circle back. Showrunners announced that Evan Peters being selected to play her brother was pretty much an executive decision of they did a Kick-Ass joke this episode, like, oh, we seen him in Kick-Ass. And I was like, ha, 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 ha. That was funny, but it wasn't him. It was a different guy. But that was a cool joke.
They were both in the movie, though.
Yeah, but they did acknowledge that, like,
It was an experiment.
Like, yeah, we just tried it just to see what y'all were going to say. Because ultimately, what y'all letting us know what y'all would believe or accept and want to see. It, all this is a fucking game of numbers. If a million fans get on Twitter and say they want the mutants coming in through WandaVision, they just going to find a piece of canon to make that shit happen. They just making sure the fans be like, bro, whatever you say you want, we want to give it to you. We just don't want you to know that you the reason we giving it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Because Kevin Feige said, make it make sense. That's all we trying to do.
Yeah, just like, you know, we'll save it for later. Y'all will make it make sense because y'all the fans. I feel like that's one thing. The fans gonna find a way to make everything work. Age of Ultron?
Did I not already give my recollection of it?
Yeah, hell, I know.
Threw that back in the Age of Ultron. I mean, the main thing there is that you got two different guys playing them. And he's got his memories. He says, "Last thing I remember is I never knew
who the fuck Vision was." Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I guess I just missed the whole Age of Ultron. Like, I know that motherfucker from getting a rock snatched out his head, but like,
you don't remember where he came from.
Yeah, I don't remember none of that shit. So, yeah, that's where Vision came from. He's not just a guy that got a rock snatched out of his head.
Right. I'm talking about Quicksilver, though.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah, talking about, yeah, I remember getting shot up, and then next thing I know, you were calling me, but yeah. Like...
Bro, the fact that they showed the other Quicksilver got shot, and they showed him with the holes, I was like, bro, y'all cold for this shit, bro.
Right. Y'all let us know, like, something is amiss. Like, maybe she's superimposing her memories, or what is going on, but something is amiss.
Are you an Avenger?
Oh, she playing with him. Agatha is playing her role good.
You got to be an Avenger. You died.
No, he was like, what's an Avenger? And then he was like, am I dead? Like, well, no, why would you say that? Because you are. But Agatha is playing her role, dog. All the way. That's what she is doing. Cause nothing about what she said makes me believe that she don't know what's happening.
Oh yeah.
She knows full well what's going on.
Especially during Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. Black History Month.
You know she know, bruh. She got the Black Witch costume on, talking to the black nigga named Herb, bruh. You know she know.
So Justice League star Ray Fisher still wants to appear. I mean, he still wants an apology from DC Film executives.
I mean, I think he's gonna get one.
.com, he says, as DC fans know, the investigation by Warner Media into the alleged events that took place on the set of the infamous Justice League movie reshoots has concluded. Actor Ray Fisher had got the ball rolling in July of last year, releasing a statement where he alleged gross, abusive, unprofessional, and completely unacceptable behavior by director Joss Whedon. When he was then enabled by former Warner Brothers executive John Berg and former DC executive Jeff Johns, also tied up with the Walter Hamada, the current president of DC Films, who, as Fisher previously said, interfered with the investigation while also downplaying his attempts to bring these allegations to light. Now Fisher is seeking an apology. In the 20th, in a tweet this afternoon, Fisher wrote, Walter Hamada still owes an apology to the participants of the Justice League investigation, which he concluded with A&E and the signature sign-off meeting. Accountability over entertainment. Fisher previously tweeted in the same message that, and 3.5 weeks ago, on Friday, January 22nd, Cyborg actor is one of the few confirmed persons to have participated in the investigation, which was concluded by the outside company on the behest of Warner Media, but over 80 subjects were interviewed for total.
Over 20.
We have full confidence in the investigations throughout the integrity of the remedial action that has been taken. Warner Media said in a statement at this time, the investigation has concluded and it's time to move on. So they pretty much got no details.
Right. But they probably not going to give any.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. They're not giving any details in regards to what's going on.
But also by CVR, Krissima Carpenter alleges abuse claims against Josh Whedon. Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel alumna Krissima Carpenter has released a public statement alleging Josh Whedon of abusive behavior on set.
And what's the other girl's name? Who was in Big Liar?
I have another one. Buffy's Michelle Trachtenberg.
That's her.
Also alleges Joss Whedon's inappropriate behavior. Michelle Trachtenberg, who played Buffy's little sister Dawn of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, has backed up her co-star's accusations on Joss Whedon. Michelle Trachtenberg also stated on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as Buffy's little sister, as Buffy's little sister, I responded to the post from her co-host Sarah Michelle Gellar to thank her for speaking up in regards to Joss Whedon's behavior on the set of the show. Mm-hmm. Whedon has recently faced many accusations of misconduct and abuse during his film productions of Justice League by star Ray Fisher, but this led to an investigation by Warner Media, and it was followed by Krissima Carpenter's public statement, which alleged that Whedon's inappropriate behavior had begun much earlier in his career, citing her experience working under him in Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel. Carpenter has since been backed up by fellow Buffy alumni Amber Benson and Geller.
What more do you need?
And later, which prompted Trachtenberg to make her own remarks. This is from CBR.com.
This is the same shit that happened with Ray Fisher. Now it's just happening with white women. Now it matters.
Even further, Sarah Michelle Gellar distancing herself from Joss Whedon's support, Krissima Carpenter. This is also from CBR. Buffy the Vampire Slayer star Sarah Michelle Gellar has publicly distanced herself from Joss Whedon while also showing support for Krissima Carpenter. Sarah Michelle Gellar, who starred as Buffy in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, has distanced herself from Joss Whedon following co-star Krissima Carpenter's public statement against Whedon alleging abuse and unprofessional behavior. Bruh. She says, quote, "While I am proud to have a name associated with Buffy Summers, I don't want to forever be associated with the name Joss Whedon." Woo.
And it's fucked up because he created the Whedonverse and that shit is in it, and he wrote some good shit.
Gellar said in a statement, an Instagram post, "I am more focused on raising my family and surviving a pandemic currently, so go. I will not be making any firm statements on this time.
Leave at me this out time, of this shit.
But I stand with the survivors of abuse, and I'm proud of them for speaking out."
There you go. Woo. Leave me out of this shit, but I feel y'all's pain. I was there too. I feel you, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Raise your family.
CBR also further reports Joss Whedon was forbidden from being alone with Cher Trachtenberg on the set of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What the fuck?
Yo, CBR
ever?
Is going to fuck
him. Like,
bro.
No, Joss Whedon, CBR, bro. We gave you a pass in, last bro. Time, and these motherfuckers came back for your ass.
They said
you can't be alone with bro, this.
They can't be alone. Well, after making public social media posts supporting the statement from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer co-star about the on-set misconduct of the show's creator Joss Whedon, actor Actor Michelle Trachtenberg has now explained her remarks, revealing the aspect of allegations of unsettling implications. Shout out all those adages and adverbs to lead me to say that, look,
that while nigga I'm proud to have my name associated with Buffett,
I don't know. Look, bro, CBR is like, yo, we getting at this motherfucker.
He's a fuck sex offender.
We finna tell you.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Fuck the allegedly shit.
Allegedly.
We did that with fucking Ray Fisher, and that was our bad. We finna get this
right. She did the same report to Huffington Post saying Michelle Trachtenberg says that a rule meant Josh Whedon could not be alone with her.
Mm-hmm. Straight up.
Oh, you know he pulled his dick out. You know
he does it freely with people, and they were like, look, don't.
You know he did.
Look,
that.
We got you. There's a rule where you cannot be alone with her.
Yeah, watch absolutely. My macaroni.
Right, he on some fucking, what was that nigga's name? What was the comedian's
you
name?
You are a savage.
Louis C.K. shit.
Yeah.
Watch me do it. Watch me stir my macaroni.
Where's the potted plant? That nigga masturbated into a pot. I think people need to circle. As much as I talk shit about T.I. having vitiligo and them dick-biting raccoons, it needs to be publicly stated more than one time that there's some men out there that masturbated into potted plants.
Well, right? Only, but hey, look,
those
you gotta
plants
give them a
did
pass.
Not deserve that.
Yeah, but you got to give them a pass. Well, they could have just as
hold
easily
on, hold
gone
on,
to the bathroom.
Those plants
they
did not
went to the
deserve that.
Like they harassed the chick in the sense of making them watch them whack off, but they didn't, you know, finish on the women, so. They finished on plants and in other weird places. They could have went to the bathroom or in a napkin.
And they could have not done that shit at all.
Yeah, but the fact that it happened, it's like justifying the fact that, okay, they didn't do it all the way. You know, they at least they didn't nut on the chick.
Home in a minute.
Oh, well, this is
you know.